Well, I think the time is right now because of the tremendous change in public opinion just in the last year or two in support of marriage equality. You've seen massive shifts in public opinion as folks, you know, in every corner of Illinois have, you know, talked to their families, to their neighbors, talked within, you know, their churches, and have decided that treating every family in Illinois with the same respect is the right thing to do.
I had seen one survey, at least from Southern Illinois University. It showed about 45% that favored legalizing of gay marriage, but it also seemed there was still a lot of uncertainty and quite a bit of opposition still out there. So this is not a done deal necessarily as far as, you know, public opinion being so high that there's no doubt that this could pass.
But if you look at the trend of public opinion, every year you're seeing a 5 to 10% shift. This is the direction the country is going. Different localities may reflect slightly different numbers, but overwhelmingly, the growth in support for marriage equality is a trend that I think will continue.
Now, there's no doubt that public's view of the issue has changed dramatically over the last many years here, but and more states have legalized same-sex marriage. Are you surprised when you look back how far this issue has come?
Well, I just look at the recent elections in November, where four different states on the popular ballot voted to approve same-sex marriage. You know, Maryland and Maine and the state of Washington and Minnesota voted to forbid a constitutional amendment prohibiting same-sex marriage. So this is something that is in both coasts, in a diverse set of states. It's in the heartland. This is the direction America is moving because it's the right thing to do.
And just a couple of years ago, you were pushing for civil unions, and that was controversial at the time, and there was no guarantee that it was going to pass. So it's pretty dramatic, it seems to me, to just within that period of time to see that there may be enough support in the legislature to just go ahead and approve same-sex marriage.
I think that folks' attitudes have evolved among my colleagues rapidly. They've looked at the civil union vote. They've gotten encouragement and support from their neighbors, from their friends. People are now talking about marriage equality as the right thing to do in Illinois. So I think it's an idea whose time has come.
Now, you were criticized, though, by some in the gay community when you pushed for civil unions, because I remember some were saying, well, this is settling for less, that we should hold out until we get same-sex marriage and have equality. Have you felt the pressure to get a vote on same-sex marriage since that time because of that type of criticism?
No, because I think at the time, to give people just the rudimentary legal protections for their families was important. But what we're finding now is that those rudimentary protections are not the same as equal respect, equal dignity, and equal protection under the law. And that's where we need to move as a society, where the government treats every family equally, while we also protect the right of religions to consecrate or not consecrate marriages as they see fit.
Now, there's going to be a big turnover in the Illinois legislature that will happen on January 9th. A lot of members who are retired, or even a few that were defeated and have moved on, are going to be moving on. Is it important to have a vote before that time because of all the people that maybe you have known and struck up relationships with and lobbied on for the last few years with this issue? Is it important to do something before that time?
This isn't a vote about me. This is really a vote where people are going to be voting their conscience and voting their neighborhoods. And they've talked to their friends. I think people both in the old legislature and in the new one realize that, yeah, this is the right vote to have.
Now, it's likely, I guess, more Democrats favor this change maybe than Republicans, but it's clearly not a partisan issue because there are people who will cross over on both sides of this issue and vote for it or against it, right?
This is an issue about equal treatment under the law.
Well, is there a difference between, you're in the House, so is there a difference between the two chambers from what you can tell? Do you believe that you might have the votes in one chamber, not the other? Or how does that seem to break down to you at this point?
I think it'll be fairly even, yeah, proportionally between both chambers.
Okay. Well, what kind of lobbying efforts are going on right now? I mean, you're having to, I know, talk to some people about this, but are you making phone calls or working with other groups on this?
Well, I think people across Illinois who are supportive of fairness and equality and believe that we should, you know, strengthen our communities, you know, recognize families, create a more stable environment in our neighborhoods, they're reaching out to their legislators, too.
And I know you also said that this change won't impact religious institutions because you won't force them to recognize or consecrate same-sex marriages, but that was sort of said with civil unions. I know some religious groups would argue the point and say that, you know, the fight over Catholic charities with adoptions, that would be an example of where it did impact a religious institution. Can you address that?
Sure. This bill is very careful to protect the freedom of religion in Illinois, just as is guaranteed under our U.S. Constitution. Nothing changes there. Yeah. That's a constitutionally protected right, and I firmly believe in it.